Here with me, I've got Mark Thomas, and we're at the Farm Science Review, and you've got, I know, your car on display out here. Tell me, first of all, just what you think about the show so far.
I tell you what, you know, the show is phenomenal. I'd say probably one of the prettiest shows we've ever had. I know it was kind of a rocky start to start because of the weather conditions, but honestly, I'm impressed. I think it's probably one of the prettiest shows ever here, and I've been able to attend quite a few of them. So hats off to all the guys here for all the work they did to get the place ready.
Well, we're in the Ohio Corn Growers building out here, and like I said, you got your car on display. What is the Corn Growers trying to get across to, this is like talking to your members, I know, but what's sort of the message out here today?
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, we had started years ago to help promote ethanol, clear back in 1990, and back in 1990, even though most of us don't realize this, as just as recently as 9 years ago, gas was less than a dollar a gallon. You go back to 1990, it was probably in the 70-cent range. But we started promoting ethanol as a clean air fuel back then for the smog problems, pollution problems in the big cities. It didn't get a lot of response because gas was cheap. No one cared. Now we're really trying harder than ever to promote ethanol because of the fact that we all know high fuel prices. But we're also trying to show the fact that not only can we produce a fuel that is superior, but also a fuel, I guess my outlook is there's people who know about ethanol and like it and people who are misinformed. That don't realize that you don't use a bushel of corn and throw it away, that out of that bushel of corn we get almost 3 gallons of ethanol, and besides the clean aspect, the jobs that it creates for our country, it's cheaper than gasoline, and it makes more horsepower for those of us who like horsepower, such as a guy like me. But there's so many things that we just try to get across to the general public that people haven't realized, and as we all know right now, we're trying to debunk that myth of we're raising fuel prices up because of fuel, and nothing gets my goat much more than people who don't understand where we're coming from.
Well, and I know that you're a farmer yourself, and that basically you kind of grow your own fuel. So how would you describe the business lately? I know words like volatility are really come into play right now, but how is business?
Well, you know, we're coming off a couple pretty good years, or a year and a half, 2 years of good times that were much needed, though, to fill in the voids that most of us created in the previous years when we couldn't pay our bills. Right now, a lot of guys are buying iron, buying equipment, stepping the things up, and probably need to. But there's also that fear right now of what's going on with people, the stock market, who I think had a lot to do with our lives being changed because they couldn't make money on the stock market, so they bought commodities, whether that was corn, soybeans, or crude oil. As we've seen that start to slack off a little bit now, and the guys made some money and they're getting away from that, now we're seeing the mortgage crises that are happening, the bank crises. And that's still going to affect our commodity prices and our lives because of the uncertainty of the future. So it's some very interesting times, but I also think that Adolf Hitler and Jeffrey Dahmer were interesting. Doesn't always mean it's good, but it's interesting. And so I think there's some challenges ahead, but there can also be some pretty wonderful times. And we also always remember we live in the greatest country in the world.
Well, with this eye-catching vehicle you've got out here, what kinds of things, I know I've seen you talking to some growers already, what kinds of things are they coming up to you and talking about?
Well, lots of things. You know, one is everybody wants to know how much horsepower. Well, it makes 3,000 horsepower. The car will go from 0 to 250 mile an hour in 5.7 seconds. 3,000 horses are very hungry, so they use about a gallon of ethanol a second, a little bit over a gallon a second. And we are out there to promote. One, race fans have always been good to see the new things that come along and to support it. To come here to the farm show, because I am a farmer, I understand how every piece of equipment works, how hard farmers work to make a living. I love to come out here and show off our hot rod and talk about ethanol. And there's still a lot of people who are in our industry that don't understand everything about ethanol. Not that I know everything, but I love to answer the questions on how's it made, what's the process, where are the plants around here. Probably the biggest question I get is, where can I buy E85, and on and on and on. So love to point out all the things that we know about, and also help to promote our U.S. agricultural products.
Well, it's good to see you again out here, Mark, and we'll hope for all the best in your racing career as we move forward. I heard you earlier say we might want to talk about last year, and maybe we'll look forward to next year. So we'll stay away from that. But here at the Farm Science Review, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.